Officials are investigating a two-alarm fire that injured 9 firefighters last night in the Winfield section of Philadelphia. Len Brent, who was in the area, says he was shocked by the devastation.
I can't believe that the floor, it was that intense that the floor fell in like that. To see this devastation this morning, unbelievable.
Fire officials say the second floor collapsed, trapping firefighters under the rubble. The injured firefighters were taken to area hospitals for evaluation. Well, 100 days to go before the World Cup kicks off. Philly's host committee celebrated with a pep rally at the Comcast Center today. WHYY's Nick Kariuki has details.
Ale!
Ale! Ale!
Rallygoers tried out some of the soccer chants they'll get to do for the World Cup games involving powerhouse teams like France and Brazil this summer. Meg Kane, Philly's host committee CEO, says that the tournament will also put Philly sports fandom on a global stage.
When I say there is no better sports city in the United States and maybe the world, I don't just believe it. I live it every day, and so do you.
The tournament begins on June 11th, and the first game at Lincoln Financial Field is on June 14th. Philly will have 6 games and at least 9 nations playing during the tournament, including one game on the 4th of July. Billy Penn has launched a World Cup guide to help get you ready for all the action, covering how the tournament works, what teams and players are coming, and how you, the fans, can get involved. Check it out at billypenn.com. For Billy Penn, I'm Nick Kariuki, WHYY News.
Cloudy and drizzly outside on this Tuesday afternoon. It's a far cry from summer heat. We are expecting those showery conditions to be sticking around for the rest of the day. Overnight, though, temperatures are actually going to be going up a degree or two in the overnight hours. Tomorrow, we are looking at slightly warmer temperatures by about 10 degrees or so. Wednesday's highs peak in the low 50s, right around 50 or so for Thursday. And look out, another chance of showers comes into play on Thursday, but we start drying out Friday. And by next week, we are looking at potentially seeing temperatures in the 70s.